Hey, this is Daryl Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here on this Tuesday. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Tuesday with us here as we together sit under the Word of God, listen for the Word of God speak, and that's what we're about to do here today. We're tuning in. This is WGOD. God is always broadcasting. He's got a word for you today. Thank you once again for joining us. And you're going to hear now part one from the sermon I just preached on Sunday, and it is entitled, Beware of the Dogs. It's right out of Philippians chapter 3, verse 2 is where we're going to start. The Apostle Paul warning those in Philippi about people that were, once again, trying to compel Gentiles to live as Jews. And Paul had he had some tough words for them, these things that he called them. He called them dogs. No greater insult than to be called a dog. He said, beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers. And then he said, beware of the, well, the New King James says the mutilation. That's our launching point here for today. This will play today and tomorrow. I invite you guys to service tomorrow night. My associate pastor, Darren Solana, is bringing the word. He is in the book of Colossians. He will be starting chapter 2, 6 o'clock, Wednesday night. You are invited. We'd love to see you. Here we go with part one of this message now. Beware of the dogs.
Listen in or tell a friend. This is on at 7:30 a.m. and 5:30 in the afternoon. This is probably Island Community Church's greatest expense, to put it that way, is the tithes and offerings that we invest in getting this gospel message outside of these four walls. And thank you to everyone for your support. Some people have stepped up to help. Thank you to everyone who has stepped up to help. By hook or by crook, we get the gospel message out no matter what the cost is. What's it worth to you? Okay, beware of the dogs. That's where we're at. I was supposed to be in Moses, and we've changed. This is where God wants me to be today. This is where we're going to be. Beware of the dogs. We're in Philippians chapter 3 this morning. These verses, again, they're on the handout as well if you don't have a Bible. We're going to start in verse 2. We're going to read from my Bible translation. Many of you have that, the EMTV. It's going to read fairly different than the other translations. It's going to read more like the New American Standard than the King James or the New King James. Chapter 3, verse 2. That's where we're at, everyone. Philippians chapter 3, verse 2. He says, beware of the dogs. Not just beware of dogs. The definite article is there in Greek. It's the dogs. He's talking about a specific group of people. Hence the word the definite article. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of the false circumcision. For we are the true circumcision. I know that reads different than your Bible. There's a reason why. We'll get to that. Beware of the false circumcision, for we are the true circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we put no confidence in the flesh. So we could say this is what real Christians do. We worship, rejoice, and we don't trust ourselves. We worship by the Spirit or in the Spirit. We rejoice in Jesus Christ for who he is and what he's done. And we don't trust ourselves because we can't be trusted. Now, the apostle said that, not me, I'm just a preacher. Even he said that we cannot trust ourselves. We put no confidence in the flesh. So first off, why does he warn us and tell us to beware of the dogs? Is it because there are pit bulls on the loose in Philippi? Were there Doberman pinschers everywhere terrorizing the countryside? Maybe the countryside was overrun by Mexican jumping beans, also known as Jack Russells. And if that's the case, we're going to send our very own Robin Ross over here, because she raises Jack Russells. She can bring them home. Captain Jim won't mind another dozen or so Jack Russells terrorizing his household either, will you? No, he's not referring to curs. He's talking about people. Keep reading here. Beware of the dogs. Beware. Okay, now that is a very, very, very derogatory thing that he just said. He called them dogs. That was not complimentary, to say the least, back in that day, to call someone a dog. Beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers. Then he makes a crude play on words in Greek that is totally lost on us in English. He said in Greek, he's made a rhyme here in Greek, but it's lost in English. Beware of the catatome, but we are the peritome. Now, peritome is the Greek word for circumcision. With that in mind, look at how the New King James translates this. Beware of the mutilation. Now, to be honest, I cannot, in good mixed company, explain what this means. But man, oh man, is he sore at these guys, this we can say. Wow, is he mad at these guys. They're ignorant legalists and false teachers. A huge issue for the Apostle Paul. This was the Apostle Paul's pet peeve. Everyone's got them. Push someone's button, everyone's different. With his, it was trying to compel Gentiles to live like Jews. He had no patience. Look at what he said to these people. And this is his epistle of love. He loved these guys. He's talking about these people that had infiltrated this church here, who he's referring to. Now, I added the word false and true, just like the New American Standard does. I'm not alone. To try to bring out the play on words here. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of the false circumcision. For we are the true circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we put no confidence in the flesh. So, what's he referring to? He's referring to evil workers, as he calls them, evil workers who try to force other Christians to keep rules and regulations in order to be right with God. These people were called Judaizers, old covenant Jews who refused to adopt the New Testament, and the New Covenant is who he's talking about here. The Christians had problems with other Judaizers in Galatia as well. But there in Galatia, the problem for the most part was food. Matter of fact, let's turn there if you would. Let's turn, just flip a couple pages back to the book of Galatians chapter 1. We're going to look at a few verses here. Just flip back a couple pages. Galatians chapter 1, starting in verse 6. Okay, Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. We're seeing this recurring problem in different churches. And don't think that was just then, because this is the same recurring problem that's out here today. Trying to compel Gentiles to live as Jews. It's a 2,000-year-old problem, and it still exists today. Chapter 1, verse 6. He says, I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you, and they want to pervert the gospel of Christ. All right, so why is this important? Because anything other than salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, is a perversion of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember the formula. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. You are saved without burning one calorie. If you burned a calorie to be saved, you've lost it. Oh, you'll burn plenty afterwards. But it's not going to save you. Adding something that you can do to what the man in the glory has done is a perversion of the gospel. Imagine that. Jesus plus me. Not. Look at the problem here in Galatia. Flip over to chapter 2, verse 3. Same book. Here, Galatians chapter 2, verse 3. You're going to see the C word again here. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy. This sounds like a good old liberal, doesn't it? Why don't you just come out in public, and if you want them to just run on this platform, why do you got to sneak in the back door to make all these changes? They sneak in privily to spy out the freedom of the liberty which we have in Christ. Again, that's verse 4. This occurred because of false brothers who were secretly brought in. Sounds like some of the riots around here in the country. They pay these people to do these things. Secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty or freedom which we have in Christ Jesus, so that they might bring us into bondage, or we could say slavery. So there we go again. People trying to bring up Old Testament laws and regulations in order to be right with God or in order to be accepted by God. It's circumcision again. And now down to verse 11, Galatians 2:11. He says, now when Peter came to Antioch, he said, I opposed him to his face. Uh-oh, now we got a problem here in town. When Peter came to town, I opposed him right to his face because he was to be blamed. These were fighting words for the Apostle Paul. No one was going to put Gentile Christians in bondage again by forcing them to keep someone else's covenant. Somebody else's covenant. That's not yours. That's someone else's. Now look, I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but has that ever stopped me before? Look, understand what the Old Testament is for you, okay? It's a historical look at the people of God, the sons and daughters of Abraham, and how Jehovah chose the Jews as his special people. And through the Jewish race, the Messiah would come. But that's their covenant. It's not yours. You have one covenant as a Christian, the new covenant. The old covenant's not. There's plenty to glean from it, but you don't live under the law of it because you can't. That's why Jesus came, because you can't live under it. The Apostle Paul said, said, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I can't keep rules to be right with God. Why would you submit yourself under this slavery of trying to keep rules in order to be right with God? Someone else's covenant. God didn't make that." Now, a covenant is a word for agreement. God didn't make that agreement with you. He made it with someone else. He didn't make it with you. Verse 12. See, not on his watch. This is not going to fly, not on his watch. You're not going to bring these Gentiles back into slavery again by trying to get them to keep rules in order to be right with God. When you get right with God, you'll keep the rules anyway. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Get right with God and you won't want to do these things. But you don't do the things to get right with God. You get right with God and then you can do these things. "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts." Get right with God, and then you'll be able to do all these other things. You don't do them to get right with him. Now, verse 12. Paul's still talking about Peter and the problem he had with Peter. "For before certain men came from James..." Now, James is the Lord Jesus' half-brother. He was, let's call him, the pastor of the church, the pastor of First Baptist Jerusalem. "For before certain men came from James, he would eat," key word there, eat. We're talking about food here now. "For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of everyone, 'If you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews?'" And there's the age-old problem, still even it is down to this day. Why do you compel Gentiles to try to live like Jews? These were fighting words to the Apostle Paul. Why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? Now, the word for compel, anakazo, it means to compel by force. Or to threaten is what the word means. There are evil workers who try to do the same thing to you out here today, to try to compel you to live like Jews. Let me shock you with some news today. You're not Jewish, you're Christian. Right? Now, Paul continues here in Galatians, verse 15. The "we" referring to him and Peter. The "we." We, who are Jews by nature, and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified. Remember, when you see justified, it's a legal term. God's got his gavel. Anytime you read righteous or justify, picture the big heavenly gavel going down. God's got that black robe on. He's got that white wig on. He's got that gavel. And that gavel comes down, and God looks at you and says, "Not guilty." Anytime you read justify, that's what the word means. "We who are Jews by nature are not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by his faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus so that we might be by faith and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh, no human being on God's green earth can be made right with God because of something they've done." You're right with God by your faith in the Messiah. So, beware of the dogs. Beware of anyone who would turn you away from what we just read. The dogs, the hounds of the Baskervilles. I've been watching too much Sherlock Holmes. Beware of all evil curs. You know, cur is a word for dog. Then he says, beware of the evil workers. Beware of the false circumcision. There's three bewares all in a row. Now, I read in my Bible knowledge commentary, it says all three expressions probably refer to the same group of men. Not three different people. It's one group he's talking about. False teachers who sought to put Christians under the laws of Judaism and taught that righteousness, remember, we looked at what the word means, they taught that righteousness could be obtained by keeping the law and by keeping rituals. Church, again, believe it or not, this is a huge problem here today. It still is. Why do people try to compel Gentiles to live as Jews? See, Christians fall into this nostalgia thing. See, they want to walk where Jesus walked, which is nice. That's a good thing in and of itself, right? Walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Any one of these tours, that's the first line on the tour line. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus sounds innocent enough to me, right? Move to the Holy Land. Nice thought. Our own Bill Steinbrück moved to the Holy Land, but he went there to preach the unadulterated gospel of salvation by grace alone, through faith alone. And Bill Steinbrück loves a good sliced pork dinner over here at Sonny's. Wish he was here to hear me say that. But I'll tell you what, they left the lights on Saturday for Bill Steinbrück to get home and turn them off, because they wouldn't get up to turn a light off on a Saturday. Bill had to turn them off. Imagine that. Jerusalem is the homosexual capital of the world now. So you're the homosexual capital of the world, but you're not going to get up and turn a light off on a Saturday? You've lost it. You've lost it when that happens. This is what he's afraid of. You being afraid to get up and turn a light bulb off on a Saturday. When that's you, you've lost it. You've lost it when that's you. When you won't turn a light off on a Saturday, you've gone by the way. The Apostle Paul ran into you and you'd say, how am I doing? He'd say, just like what Jesus would say, you know, you make me want to vomit. Jesus on the cross and his shed blood and you not getting up to turn off a light. You're going to do him some kind of favor by, or make yourself more righteous or accepted by God. No, you've lost it. For it's by grace are you saved, Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works. That's what the answer. So you can't boast about it. Look what I've done. I got a special place in heaven for me because I got up and I turned off a light bulb on a Saturday. God help you. This is why he called them curs and mutilators of the flesh. This is why. And then you go to eat what Jesus ate. First it's walk where Jesus walked, move to the Holy Land, then it's eat what Jesus ate. You know, don't get me wrong, if you can eat all the falafels that you want, go right ahead. But after that, if you swallow that hook, line, and sinker, then comes the next truth, and it's a truth that you can't keep, and it's what led you to the cross. And that is the next line in this thinking is, Jesus kept Torah, and you need to keep Torah as well. You see, there's the rub. You can't, haven't we learned anything? That we can't keep rules to be right with God? That's slavery. That's bondage. And that's slavery. You're not required to follow someone else's Old Testament to be right with God. You're right with God because of your faith in Jesus Christ. Dot that, period, right there. End of sentence. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not propagating on... You guys know me better than that. This was the problem the Apostle Paul had everywhere that he went. Why do you try to compel Gentiles to live as Jews? Now, back again, flip back to Philippians, back to chapter 3, back again to verse 2. If you guys are visiting today, you're going to find out that we usually keep the church here until around 1 o'clock. What's so funny? Back again to verse 2. And I encourage you, read in the New American Standard. You'll see I'm not the only one that says false circumcision and true. Because he made a joke in Greek. And it's lost in English. It rhymes in Greek, and it's totally lost on us. That's why translators, myself included, did what they did here.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.